And now to a takeout from our listeners. The case of the accused Times Square bomber Faisal Shahzad remains the top story for many of you.
Listeners were also concerned about existing security measures that the country has in place.
Michael Hyacinth from the Bronx. I think the biggest concern is the fact that this particular general was able to get on board the flight overseas while he was still on the no-fly list.
But what's the alternative? Should we boost security measures then? And what's the purpose of that? Dan in New York tells us it's a slippery slope. Right now, you can't watch everything, but in the future, as computers become more powerful and recognition software is more perfected, I could see a world where our rights disappear. We have to be brave enough to do this for our children's children.
A brave new world for our children's children, and arguments of Big Brother everywhere. Joe from Warren, Michigan, posts to our site, freedom and liberty are far more important than security. Every step toward enabling a police-slash-nanny state is another step away from what the founders intended when we established this country. We insult them and all those who fought for the freedoms that America represented for centuries.
What's your take? Is going high-tech perhaps the way to fight crime? Here's one take.
This is Patrick calling from New York City. Instead of relying on all this virtual reality and technology, why don't they rely on real reality and have human beings go to those three major airports? I'm sure they had a photograph or a good physical description of this guy and had them all at the counters waiting for this guy to show up. Then they would have gotten him right away.
You can reach us, too, by calling at 877-8-MY-TAKE or posting the takeaway.org. Has the Times Square car bomb attempt changed your idea about the limits of personal freedom? If it makes a difference to your national security, in other words, do you feel more okay about being videotaped when you go shopping or go in places like Times Square? If it means that it might help catch a terrorist attacker at some later time, let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And our question today is about the National Day of Prayer. It is National Day of Prayer today. That was something that was established in the 1950s. Do you think we need it? Do you think we should have it? Maybe so. Let us know at 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. Your take on the federally sponsored Day of Prayer.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.